More than 75 complaints filed with the governor and Department of Workforce Development give real-life examples of those who say they don't earn a living wage. Brandy Barreto works nearly 40 hours a week in Wausau as a home health aide and fast food employee.
It is sad to say that I still have to depend on government assistance. I cannot afford my own health insurance. Sometimes I can't afford food and run out of food stamps.
In a statement, the governor's spokeswoman, Laurel Patrick, said Scott Walker is focused on helping employers create jobs that pay far more than minimum wage, and that the Department of Workforce Development will review the complaints to determine what to do next. According to Peter Rickman of Wisconsin Jobs Now, that could include appointing a commission to determine a wage. The group says it's prepared to take legal action if the minimum wage doesn't increase. Rickman says they aren't pushing for a specific dollar amount, but are giving the administration guidance.
Had the minimum wage kept pace with the growth of inflation since the benchmark year of 1968, it'd be just about $11 per hour.
Legislative Democrats tried unsuccessfully this past session to raise the state's hourly minimum wage. Governor Walker said it would force companies to cut jobs. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke supports raising the wage to $10.10 an hour over the course of 3 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.